One of the most recent instrumentalists to be added to the roster of soloists and orchestral performances is the percussionist. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, it's a role that makes unique demands.
Two of the world's best-known concertizing percussionists hail from Scotland, Evelyn Glennie and Colin Currie. And in this Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast on WRTI, he performs a work that was commissioned by the orchestra for her. Christopher Rouse's Der gerettete Albrecht, or Albrecht Saved, imagines a postlude to Wagner's Ring Cycle, with percussionist Colin Currie playing the role of the infamous chief of a race of little people. Although quite where this character ends up, Wagner never makes clear.
We don't quite know what happens to him, but Chris Rouse has solved it. And the one concrete image he very definitely had in mind was that it was clear that Albrecht would serve a stint in a 70s rock band.
The range of instruments that percussionists, both ensemble players and soloists, are required to master is mind-boggling and includes not just drum-like rhythmic instruments, but also a range of tuned instruments such as xylophone, orchestral bells, and marimba. Some percussionists, like Currie, also achieve a high degree of competence on the piano, which is both a stringed and a percussion instrument.
It is technically a percussion instrument, but it has a skill set that belongs to a different race of instrumentalists.
Some would say the more limited percussionists, they only play one instrument.
Well, I'm definitely going to not let this be turned into me having anything bad to say about my colleagues on the piano.
In a program that also features works by Wagner and Tchaikovsky, Colin Currie performs Christopher Rouse's Der gerettete Albrecht with the Philadelphia Orchestra here on WRTI on Sunday at 2.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.